Thanks, Todd. Well, we had an end-of-the-week corn and bean trade a little bit softer in the new crop of futures as the weather model maps are starting to suggest less frigid temperatures in the month of March. Beans also saw the return of some strong bull spreading, not really surprising given that the trade expectation for Monday's USDA crop report is for tighter South American production along with tighter U.S. 2013 production. July-November bean spread actually closed Friday at 236 and a quarter. That's the best price since mid-July of last year. Now, wheat remained firm through Friday's close, with Ukrainian unrest keeping Paris milling wheat up about 3 to 4% on the day. At one point, Paris milling wheat in the March contract hitting $220 a ton. Let's take a look at prices now. March corn, high of 495, low of 478. Closed down 4 3/4 at 479.5. These are all electronic trades. The July corn, high of 506, low of 488.5, down 2 1/4 at 491.25. December corn, high of 493 3/4, low of 480.5, down 4.5 on the close at 482 3/4. Over in the bean complex, March electronic beans, high of 1460. Low of 1435 and a quarter, closing up 20 at the high, 1460. In the July beans, high of 1429, low of 1404 and a quarter, up 15 and a quarter on the close, 1425 and a quarter. November beans, high of 1197 and a quarter, low of 1172 3/4, closing up 1 1/4 at 1190. In the meal market, March meal, high of 466.90, low of 459.80. It closed up 660, near the highs at 465.90. In the March bean oil, which is the deliverable contract, we saw a high of 44.70, low of 43.62, closing down 18 at 44.10. Over the soft wheat complex, we had a high in the March contract of 655, low of 642, closing up 4 3/4 at 653 1/4. In July soft wheat, high of 666, low of 648, closing up 9 1/4 at 658.5. We see now that the March contract is below the July at this point, with the inversion starting to narrow a little bit here and the carrying charge starting to narrow here. Over in the hard red wheat March contract, high of 718 1/4, low of 712, closing up 9 at 713 near the lows. In the July hard red wheat, high of 717 3/4, low of 703, closing up 9 1/4 at 715. Here in the KC, or formerly KC wheat, we've got just a carrying charge of only 2 cents between the March and the July contract. Spring wheat once again higher in the March, up 10 3/4 at 752. Over in the hog complex, the April hogs, a high of 114.27, low of 111.80, closing up 135, and this is still trading here at this point at 113.75. The June hog complex had a high of 121, low of 118.55, closing up 117 at 120.52. In the fat cattle contracts, we had April cattle, high of 143.55, 142.87 as the low, that contract closing up 15 at 143.30. In June live cattle, we had a high of 135.97, a low of 135.30, closing up 42 at 135.90. Feeder cattle in the March closed up 127 at $172.67. April crude oil currently trading up $1.07 at West Texas Intermediate at 102.61. That's near the daily high of 102.91. We have seen a little bit of more market pressure with the metals prices. We've seen the gold taper off about $14 an ounce. Lead month gold looking at a high of 1352.70, low of 1329.20, currently down 1360 on 10-minute delay of 1337.70. Silver down over 3% on the day, 69 cents, currently down at 20.85. And the copper also losing almost 4% on the day, down at 3.15 even. This is Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics. Hope everybody has a good weekend. And remember, we've got the big USDA WASDE report Monday at noon Eastern Time. Have a nice weekend, everybody.